from time to time, Carolyn and I have disagreed on my preaching, and she lets me know it when I go astray, but we'll see how I do this day. Think about those disciples. Here's what it says to them. They are startled and afraid and thought they were seeing a ghost. The disciples were terrified. They think they're seeing an apparition. They think this because there were 11 of them there in the room, and suddenly there are 12. This guy didn't walk in. He didn't enter through the door or even through the window, and yet, poof, there he is. They think they know this person. They certainly recognize him. They recognize him as the man they spent so much time with. They saw him doing so much good, healing people, feeding people, picking up the downtrodden, even talking to the homeless folks and the people on the street and making them smile and giving them a little sense of dignity. But this man, in whom they saw so much good, well, they also saw him killed. They have no doubt about what happened to him. He was dead and buried, and they were so afraid of what was happening that they headed for the outskirts of town as fast as their feet would take them. Because people were beginning to ask, what did they have to do with him? But now, how could they believe it? Here he is. One moment he wasn't there, the next minute he is. Looks the same, sounds the same, makes the same bad jokes. And when he can see we don't quite know what to make of him, he asks whether we have something to eat. How could a ghost eat? He must be, well, real. You can understand their confusion. It's not just about the sudden appearance of this guy who was not with them in the room to begin with. It's more about the hopes they had had and the awful end to those hopes. And now, well, this. It is an invitation to believe again. And they want to, but they're afraid. We know a little bit about what that's like. All of us have cherished some pretty high hopes in our lives. All of us have seen graceful acts in the lives of others. All of us have felt that little flicker of hope when we see a little bit of good get a little bit ahead in the world, a little bit of traction moving toward good. And all of us have known what it's like when those hopes get crushed. All of us have known that it's like to feel when good people get hurt or when good causes lose out. That is the world that is waiting for little Caroline. She will know great hopes and great sorrows. And somehow in all of that, she will face the same challenge that we do, how to keep the faith in the face of disappointments and discouragements, because that is what we are handed by this fallen world. And what we know, and what we hope to share with her, is that our disappointments are never the end of the story, just as they weren't for those confused and confounded disciples. When we read that line about how the light overcomes the darkness, and about how good triumphs over evil in the end, we want that to mean that the victory has already been completely won. But we still live by faith. We still have to carry our share of disappointments. And some folks we all well know carry way more than their fair share of disappointments. But remember, we are never supposed to live as people without hope, as St. Paul says. We are the people who are supposed to give other folks a reason for hope. We are the risen body of Christ. We are the person who shows up in the midst of doubt and confusion. We are the people who give folks a little bit of evidence to try to believe again. And we can do that because this place, these people, help us to develop the practice of keeping our eyes open for the signs that God plants around us every day, still providing us with little green shoots that poke out of the winter-hardened ground. We get one of those signs today Caroline herself. In her, we get a new member of our community, a new partner in our work and witness to the God who promises that love wins out in the end, and who went through the grave and gate of death to make that claim real. Caroline is our evidence today. We are disciples just like those disciples in the story this morning. Jesus can show up right in the midst of us, and we're so sure it couldn't possibly be real that we respond with doubt. But here is our sign of hope. Here is a little reminder that God has set right in the midst of us to keep us hoping, keep us working, keep us welcoming. So, let us get her on the team. Amen.